Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
His intelligence, way better than what I thought. His ability to communicate with his teammates, because he's further ahead than everybody else. He's able to, you know, get our wideouts on the same page. It's been a good, it was really good that Martellus wasn't here, because that has really helped that relationship between those two guys of getting after it and having to stay together and really talk things through, because some of the things we're doing with him is a little different. So that communication's been a great experience. And then, you know, some of the things we're doing with the running backs is a little different than what he's done in the past. That's what we're working on right now. I'm not going to know until we get to that point. Right now I know tomorrow's practice, and then when we get to that scrimmage, that'll be another step for us. And then when we play Miami, that's another step. And then when we get a practice against Indy, that's a whole different animal in itself, because now you're going against those guys twice, them playing in a preseason game. So all that's good development for us. And to see kind of where we're at, and so we have a better idea when we head to that first game of who we are, what we need to be, how we need to play, and to see where his growth is overall over, you know, the next 5 weeks. Well, I feel really good about our line. I think that stable backs we have is very impressive. So right now I'm feeling pretty good about it. We didn't have a great day today. I mean, our defense really took it to us, which is good. Now we can go back, correct the things we need to correct, find out a way to get positive yards. But right now, as far as what our offensive line's done, I feel really good about it.
What about the stable of backs impresses you?
I think the whole group. I mean, that's a great competition. And then the fact that you got Matt Forte back there, I think he's got almost 8,000 yards in 7 seasons. I think everybody forgets how good of a running back he is. I mean, he's just not here to catch the ball. I mean, he can run downhill. He can be outside, gap scheme. The guy's got the whole thing. It's just his character won't allow it. He studies. He's constantly asking questions in the meetings. Coach Groh does a great job of spending time with him. It's just, you know, whenever we get a chance to get him out here, then we'll just see where he is on the field. I feel confident that right now on paper he can tell you everything he's supposed to do. It's just when you get out here and coverages start changing and things start happening fast, it's, hey, where are we at this point? I see a dominant guy. I really have enjoyed watching him come along since the spring. And then I'm sure you guys have seen what he's done out here at practice. There's times where he looks unstoppable. And really, we got to see how far we can take him, see how far we can, you know, grow his route tree. And, you know, we'll just keep finding ways to get him the ball. Will absolutely makes things a lot easier on me. I have a lot less explaining to do. I can say something, he takes it, runs with it. Having Coach Magazoo here makes it really easy to where he can takes the line. I don't have to worry about anything because I know it's being done right. And then Eddie, we've changed quite a bit since the last time I had him. But, you know, seeing his development in San Diego, what they did with him, Phillip and Coach McCoy, kind of how he's developed as a slot receiver, he's night and day compared to when I had him in Denver.